सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभ निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी। विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। We were seeing the puja vidhi described by Adi Shankaracharya ji, and how as a seeker I have not done puja and I should have done puja. So I did not go to river Ganga to take bath in the river, didn't follow any vidhi. Then I did not bring the water back for Shivalinga. Then I did not bring the bilvi dala, bilva leaves, nor even make any flower garland or offered any gandha pushpa. So the puja that I was supposed to do, I didn't do. So I asked for forgiveness. Or in other way, what all puja things that we should do, that is kind of mentioned there. So this far we have seen. Now let us go into number 7. My goal is to finish till shloka number 10 today. So 7, 8, 9, 10, and then hopefully next week we'll complete the whole thing. So let us chant. Dugdhair madhvajya yuktaihi dadhisita sahitaihi स्नापितं नैव लिङ्गम् नोलिप्तं चन्दनाद्यैः कनकविरचितैः पूजितं न प्रसूनैः धूपैः कर्पूरदीपैः विविधरसयुतैः नैव भक्ष्योपहारैः क्षन्तव्यो मे अपराधः। शिव 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 भो श्रीमहादेव शम्भो। Let's chant together. दुग्धैर् मध्वाज्ययुक्तैर् दधिसितसहितैः स्नापितं नैव लिङ्गम् नोतचन्दनाद्यैः कनकविरचितैः पूजितं न प्रसूनैः धूपैः कर्पूरदीपैर्विविधरसयुतैर्नैव भक्ष्योपहारैः क्षन्तव्यो मे अपराध। शिव 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 भो श्रीमा एव शम्भो। So now, furthermore, is understood about what we need to do for puja. So till then, what was mentioned in verse 6 was just the beginning of the puja. Now, actually going into the process of puja. So during our Shiva Ratri day, we did all this. So we all know. So dadhihi, nahi, dugdhaihi, milk, or by milk, madhu, madhuajai, there is two words combined, madhu and ajyaihi, or madhu ajya yuktaihi. Yukta means combined with. So madhu is honey, ajya is ghee, dadhi, curd or yogurt, sita means sugar, sahitaihi. What I didn't do, snapitam naiva lingam. I did not offer this to you as a shower. I did not give you bath with dudha, with milk, with honey, with ghee. I ate a lot of ghee myself, but never offered it to you as a offering. So, for Abhishek, these are certain things that we offer to Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva is Abhishek Priya. Then, no liptam chandanadyaihi. I did not cover your linga with chandana, kumkuma, bhasma, all these different things that can be offered also for Shiva Abhisheka. So liptam means covered you up, or did a lepa. I don't know what is an English word for lepa. Applied, pasted, yeah. I didn't paste chandan on you. So I did not give this as an offering. I don't know if you have ever seen in temples, they put chandan all over Shivalinga and then they cover the whole Shivalinga with chandan and then they do decoration of Lord Shiva on that. So if you have seen, it looks really nice. The whole Shivalinga, which looks black, now it looks all cream and yes. So that is another form of puja. Then Kanaka virachitaihi prasunaihi na pujitam. Prasunaihi means flowers. Kanaka means gold. Virachitaihi means many. So with lots of golden flowers, I did not do your puja. So I didn't offer flowers to you in puja. Dhupaihi, karpura, deepaihi. So I didn't give you a dhupa. I didn't offer any deepa, meaning karpur nirajanam. Vividha, many different rasa, taste. Yutaihi, enjoined with or filled with. Bhaksha upaharaihi. So food that is filled with lot of taste, lot of different varieties, some things that can be consumed by eating, something that can be drank, something that can be swallowed, something that can be licked, all these different tastes that can be offered. So I did not offer different kinds of naivedya to you. Kshantavyo me aparadha Shiva 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 Bho Shri Mahadeva Shambho. So basically here that process is told that what is the steps taken to do puja. In one way he is saying that I didn't do all of that. Yes, makes sense. But purpose is to mention what should I do if that thought comes to me that I should do do something for Lord Shiva. So start first by going to river, take a bath. Then I don't have to go to river, but take a bath. Then take some water. Start first by doing the purification of our own self first. Then purification of the materials around us. And this is this puja process. So that all the items, the patram and all these things, they also have to be purified. So usually we will find a priest putting some, sprinkling some water all over those items. Then all that purification is done, then we start with sankalpa. And taking up a sankalpa, then we start the puja. Then offer padyam, margyam, achmaniyam, then snanam, chandana, gandha, pushpa. So all these are the process of doing puja. Now, the thought is, why do we do puja? What is the purpose for doing puja? So some say, for focus. Some say God is very hungry for worship. So that's why we do puja, because he really endears us doing puja for him. No, that is not true, because everything belongs to Bhagwan. So if everything belongs to Bhagwan, he doesn't need any worship from us. He doesn't need us to do anything for him. But when we do puja, what we do is, all these things that really belongs to Bhagwan, with my arrogance, I'm saying, I'm offering to you. Tera tujhko arpan. But that is a remembering for me that I am, what I'm offering is yours only. Nothing is mine. Where did all the flowers come from? You only made situation that way that flowers arise. Where did all the water come from? Where did Ganga come from? From your head only came down. So everything in this universe is his. There is nothing which is ours. But we remember Bhagwan with this thought that, Bhagwan, whatever is yours, I am offering it to you alone. I know you don't need my worship, and you're not hungry for this worship. Other thought is that when we do puja, we benefit more than Bhagwan. And Guruji gives a very nice example. He says that if we come to our house, when we go to our own houses, there we see things lying around here and there. So what do? We pick it up, place it nicely. If the house paint is chipping, wall paint is chipping, then we get it fixed. Or if some furnace is broken or some things are broken, so we get it fixed. Is it for the sake of the house that we are doing it? So that house feels better. My walls are now not going to fall apart. Or, my carpet is not going to be ruined. No, it is for us. We feel happy when we make sure that all of these things are fixed. So similarly, when we do puja, we feel happy, or we should feel happy that we have done puja. Otherwise, the puja phala is not going to happen. Yeah, we may get a phala from Bhagwan in different form, but the real phala of the puja is our peace, is our happiness. And that mental happiness we will not achieve. So here the purpose of this puja vidhi is to let us know that by doing this, I will have peace of mind. I will come closer and closer to Bhagwan. So this is the idea of puja. Now the next thought there is no commentary. So verse 8 and 9, Gurudev has not written a commentary on it, but we'll still see the meaning. So after having done the puja, what else we can do? So there are three things that every human being, every human efforts revolves around. And in chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita, these three things are mentioned by Bhagavan Krishna as yajna, dana, tapas. And these three things are also meant for mental purification. And when it is done in a sattvic way, then it is even more great. Rajasic and tamasic will bind us to this world. But when it is done in sattvic way, that yajna dana tapas becomes really purificatory. So what kind of yajna I should do? What kind of dana I should give? What kind of tapas I should do? That thought is kind of mentioned here in shloka number 8. Dhyatva chitte shivakhyam prachurataradhanam naiva dattam dvijebhyo havyam te laksha sankhyai hutavah vadane narpitam bijamantraihi no taptam gangatire vratajapaniyamai rudrajapyairnavedai kshantavyo me aparadhah shiva 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 bho shri mahadeva shambho. Okay, together. Dhyatva chitte shivakhyam prachurataradhanam naiva dattam dvijebhyo havyam te laksha sankhyair yatne narpitam bijamantraihi no taptam gangatire vratajapaniyamai rudrajapyairnavedai kshantavyo me aparadha shiva 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 bho Shri Mahadeva Shambho. Dhyatva, having meditated on what? On Shivakhyam, on the thought of Shiva, on the stories of Shiva, on the glories of Lord Shiva. Meditating what? Chitte, chit, our mind. So having meditated our mind on Lord Shiva and everything that Lord Shiva idealizes for, symbolizes for, na dattam dvijebhyah prachurataradhanam or prachurataradhanam dvijebhyah na dattam. Prachuratara. Prachura means plenty. Prachura tara is a superlative term. So, more, I don't know what is.
Morest.
Most. But most and plenty don't go together. So, the idea is it is in superlative term. So, the most that I can give, I didn't give. Naiva dattam to who? Dvijebhya, to Brahmanas. So I should have given a lot to the Brahmins after having meditated on Lord Shiva. That is the point. So in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that what is the sattvic dana? is deshe kale cha patre cha yaddanam satvikam smritam. Right? So to a right patra, right person. So right person is dvija, a brahmin. Why a brahmin? Because a brahmin is supposed to protect the culture. Our Hindu culture, the way it is protected, the shastras that have been protected is because of these brahmins alone. They have kept the tradition alive, they have kept the thought alive in minds of people, in their own families, if those who are not sannyasis. So to them, this is to be offered so that it continues. But the important part is when we remember Lord Shiva and then give, the arrogance is not there that I gave. Otherwise, when I give, I have this arrogance that I gave. I have this thought that, you know, I am so superior that I gave. But that thought should not be there. In our giving, in a sattvic giving, this thought should always be there that my ego has been sublimed. So when we think of Lord, then we give. And prachuratarathanam, plenty of. But plenty doesn't mean that whatever I have, I give. It is whatever my capacity is, I give. So if my capacity is more, I have understood that capacity and then I have given. But I know my capacity, and when I give less, when it comes, when you go to banquet and the thought comes, this year I will give this much. But when that thought comes, I should write down, one zero gets dropped off. And then we say, I think this is enough. This is my capacity. So what we think is what we should act. This is kind of that thought. So give in plenty, which we have already decided as my share to give. But dhanam is not the only thing to give. We can give our time and effort as well. So that is also dhana. Havyam te laksha sankhyehi. Havyam means the oblations that is offered. When we do Gayatri Havan here, that Samagri, I don't know what it is made of, but that is Havyam. And it is also Ghee. So Ghee also is the offering. So that Laksha Sankhyehi, not just few times. Laksha in Sanskrit means lakh. So lakhs of sacrifices to be done. Meaning, I have not offered just once or twice, but I continuously should have offered. To whom? Huta vaha vadane. Vadana means mouth. Hutavaha, fire. So in the mouth of fire. Na arpitam. So I did not offer in the fire the oblations of ghee or that samagri, whatever wood chips, whatever all those things are, those I did not offer. And then while offering, I should have chanted something. That also I did not do. Bija mantraihi na arpitam. So Lord Shiva's Bija mantra we should have chanted. So you all know what Bija mantra is? Bija means a seed. The Bija is either you say bam, ba and am, bam. Bam bam bola, like that. Or so that bam is actually a bija mantra. Home. That is again another bija mantra. Om is a bija mantra. So Om Namah Shivaya. So when I offered, I did not chant Om Namah Shivaya. I did not think about your name when I offered. And the bija mantra actually has a import of the Lord's name in it. It's like in a seedal form, the whole name encapsulated, all the qualities and all those things. So therefore, the bija mantra has significance there. Now, you probably have heard Ganesh Atharva Shirsha. I don't know if you have heard. So there, but you have heard of this. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. So that Gam is the bija mantra for Lord Ganesha. And then in Atharva Shirsha, it also gives what is that gum, how is it formed. So that is basically what the bija mantra is. But the idea is that when we offer, we should chant. We should say the bija mantra of Lord Shiva. Even when we do Shivalinga Abhisheka, many times I see just people come and drop it in the water and they go away. You should chant something. At least Om Namah Shivaya we chant. I think that is good. So, I should have done Havya. This is the idea of Yajna. When we do Yajna, the purpose of Yajna is to have a gathering of people for one purpose. And the purpose is to have devotion towards Lord. Purpose is to have a collective effort towards bettering society. So if everybody works together, when they come together, then the efforts become magnified. So the purpose of yajna is called, is considered as sangati karana. Sangati means gathering. So that is why you never see yajna done with only one person sitting. Yajnas always include a lot of people. So it brings the gathering, it brings the awareness. Ashwamedha yajna. So things like that. So the purpose of this is that people come to a collective thinking about a thought. Jnana yajna. Gita Jnana Yajna. So people come to a collective thinking about what is Bhagavad Gita, and through that Bhagavad Gita knowledge, they can change their life. Okay. Then, No Taptam Ganga Tire. Tira, the banks of Ganga. I didn't do tapas. I didn't do tapas at the bank of river Ganga. And what should I have done? By taking a vow, vrata. Vrata of what? Niyama japa. To chant the Lord's name in consistency. As a routine process. So I did not go to river Ganga or at the banks of river Ganga, stayed there for a little bit and chanted your name. Or I did not even take a vow that I should do that. Rudra japyehi na vedaihi. And I also didn't chant Rudram. And also didn't chant any Veda mantras. So I didn't do any of this. So if we ever go to Rishikesh or even Gangotri for river Ganga snan, after the snan, we should do this chanting. Chant some name of Lord Shiva or any of your Ishta Devata. It doesn't have to be Lord Shiva. Whoever is your favorite god, you should take a vrata and then chant the name of Bhagavan. Chant Veda Mantra. For all the devatas, we have Veda mantras. So if it is Lord Shiva, there is Rudram. If it is Lord Vishnu, there is Narayana Suktam. If it is Devi, then it is, depending on which Devi it is, there is Lakshmi Sri Suktam, then Durga Suktam, then many, many different things are there. Saraswati Suktam, I think, is also there. Narayana Upanishad. So there are so many Veda mantras, depending on which god is your favorite, you can learn them and you can chant. So, tapas, that is the third aspect. And tapas is to signify that I am burning my vasanas, burning my impure tendencies that drive me away from you, Bhagavan. So my tapas is meant to bring me back to Bhagavan. And the tapas, they happen at three levels, as Bhagavad Gita mentions. Kaya, Vak, and Mana. So these three levels is where the tapas happens. So Kshantavyo me aparadha Shiva 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 Bho Shri Mahadeva Shambho. So Lord Shiva, I ask your forgiveness for not having done these in my life. And this is common for everybody. No person can say that these opportunities never came into their life. They will always face some form of yajna, dana, tapas. So, this I can follow. Okay. Having worked on this and having controlled the mind, what should I have done with my mind? So that is now mentioned in the verse 9. So let us see that. Sthitva sthane saroje pranava maya marut kundale sukshma marge shante swante praline prakatita vibhave jyoti rupe parakhe lingagne brahmavakye sakala tanugatam shankaram nasmarami kshantavyo me aparadha shiva 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 bho Shri Mahadeva Shambho. Sthitva sthane saroje pranava maya marut kundale sukshma marge shante swante praline prakatita vibhave jyoti rupe parakhe lingagne brahmavakye sakala tanugatam shankaram nasmarami Shantavyo me aparadha Shiva 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 Bho Shri Mahadeva Shambho. Sthitva, having stayed, sthane, in a place, saroje, saroja means lotus, but here in a lotus posture, Padmasana. So, staying, see all of these words, sthane, saroje, pranava maya marut kundale, sukshma marge, shante, swante, all of these have the same ending. They are all adjective words of what I should have. Yes, what I should have done. No, in a place, sthane means in a place, saroje means in where you are in a lotus position, meaning Padmasana state. Pranava maya marut kundale. Kundala is your kundalini, where marut means wind. The wind has taken your mind, not mind, pranava maya. Pranava means Omkara. So that has been your focus in yoga, in your meditation state. You have brought your Kundalini with the winds, with the pranas. So you have raised your Kundalini through the prana by focusing on Om. Sukshma Marge. And it is a very subtle path. So this path is now shown is of yoga, where a person focuses on the Kundalini and try to raise the Kundalini Shakti. So Sukshma Marge, focusing on the Kundalini and trying to bring that thought up from, they say, from your back, all the way back in the spine to the top of your crown. So that is the effort that is placed. How does it happen? I don't know. That is probably why Gurudev never mentioned the commentary, because he was never in this thought of, you know, mystical behaviors. You learn and then you surpass. That is the way to go. Shante. Shante, when everything is quiet around you. All the external quietness is there. Swante. In one's own self. Swa ante. So going within. So now there is internal quietness also. Quietness outside, quietness inside. Praline, where I am totally submerged. Prakatita vibhave. Prakata, manifested. Vibhave, as a vibhu, means to also manifest, to come about. So the thought which has manifested now in the form of jyoti rupe, in the form of light. So meaning, when I am meditating, I try to focus on Om and try to see my nature, which is the consciousness self. So that jyoti rupa parakhe is through the akhya, means to tell. So parakhya means to tell others in a way. Lingagni, one who is knowing this essence of linga, Shivalinga. So one who knows the meaning of Lord Shiva's linga. And Brahmavakya. So basically, the thought is that in the state of meditation, my mind has taken the words from scriptures which describe Brahma, which gives me the essence of what Brahma is, that in the sense is nothing but Shivalinga alone, which is presented by others this way. Parakhya. But it is also the form of jyoti rupa, the form of consciousness. And it has manifested everywhere. Prakatita vibhave. And I become submerged in this thought. So when the mind has become quiet, what should I do with that mind? So I can go through this process of yoga, where I will try to sit in a form of meditation and focus on Bhagavan. But I did not do. So Kshantavyo me aparada Shiva 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 Bho Shri Mahadeva Shambho. So this idea basically is that. So a yoga, Kundalini Marga, that one can follow. I did not do justice in explaining this because I also don't understand much. So we will leave it at that. If somebody who knows will teach better, then you learn it that way. Okay, final number 10. We will see this because after number 10, number 11 changes. You will not see Kshantavyo me aparada. So number 10 is the last one which will say Kshantavyo me aparada. Because after that, Shankaracharya ji says, now what should I do is what I'm going to say. What should I have done? So till now, I told what I didn't do. What will I do starts from shloka number 11. But before that, let us go to number 10. So there's one correction here. In the first line, where it says nisangaha, no, it doesn't say nisangaha. It only says nisanga shuddha. If you have this book, okay. So it says nisanga shuddha. It's actually nisangaha, so that gaha will change to nishangash, or just put a visarga there. Add an extra S or put visarga. Either one is fine. So that correction has to be made. Nagno nisanga shuddha. Shuddha. Triguna virahito. Dvasta mohandhakaro. Nasagre nyasta drushtihi. Vidita bhava guno naiva drushtah kadachit unmanyavasthaya tvam vigata kalimalam shankaram nasmarami Kshantavyo me aparadha. Shiva 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 Bho. Shri Mahadeva Shambho. Nagno nisanga shuddha striguna virahito dhvasta mohandhakaro nasagre nyasta drushtih naiva drushtah kadachit unmanyavasthaya tvam vigata kalimalam shankaram nasmarami chantavyo me aparadha shiva 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 bho shri mahadeva shambho. Number line 2 towards the end, naiva drushtah kadachit, I did not see you. Drushtaha, to see. Kadachit, at any time. So at any point in time, I did not see you. So this is a meditation from the standpoint of Vedanta. The other was a meditation from the standpoint of yoga. This is a Vedantic meditation. So then that mind which we have really developed, how we should meditate upon that. So I never saw Lord Shiva, you in this way. How should I have seen you? Nagnaha. Nagnaha means naked, but it's not saying that we should have seen Bhagavan naked. It is saying without any gunas, without any thought of him having a body, without any form. So I never thought of you in my meditation as without form. Because my mind always thought of you as a form. My mind always thought of me as a form. I am also a form. I have also a body, mind and intellect. So I will always search for Bhagwan in body, mind and intellect. When I go beyond that, then only I can say that body, Bhagwan also has no body, mind and intellect. So I never tried to picture you as without any form. Nissangaha, without any attachment, attachment to the body, attachment to this world, completely detached. So I did not meditate on you in this way. Shuddha, shuddha, pure, in its purest form. Shuddha means the essential nature of Satchidananda. I did not see you in that form. And we should not say striguna. Yes. Triguna virahitaha. Triguna means sattva, rajas, tamas. Virahitaha, devoid of, without. So you, Lord Shiva, who is without these three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. Dvasta mohandhakaraha. Andhakara, darkness, moha, delusion, dvasta, destroyed. One who has destroyed the delusion of darkness of delusion. One who has destroyed the darkness of delusion. To that Lord Shiva, I did not meditate upon you. This is how I should have seen you. This should have been my focus, my mind should have thought of you in this way, in meditation. Nasagre, nyasta drishtihi. Sorry, there is one more adjective to Lord Shiva. Vidita bhava gunaha. Guna, all the qualities. Bhava, of the world. Vidita, one who knows. So one who knows,